Awesome, awesome. Hey, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. And one of the ways that will help you get there is by you being on this call. We do it every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Guys, you can always come to the call expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business. Tonight is absolutely no exception. Please make sure that you have pen and paper ready to go. You have time really quickly to text someone and say, you need to be on the call because the professor is in the house. That's right. Tonight, I'll introduce him in just a second. Before I do that, simulcast. You guys are really keying in. There have been a lot of registrations. Hartford, Connecticut, Austin, Texas, or wherever you may be, you get to be a part of one of the biggest events in the history of the company. We're going to get the biggest announcement ever made in the history of the company on January 14th. With that big announcement, I'm fully expecting some really big attendee-only promotions. You want to be a part of that. It's only $50 to register. I guarantee you one of the promotions will more than recoup your investment. So register for Simulcast. Go to your power zone, your back office. Get it done. Time is running out. I know we're selling a lot of tickets at the live events. If you're near the live event, you want to be there. If not, try to find a watch party or watch it on your cell phone, your laptop, any way that you get access to the internet. You want to be registered for the event and make sure that you attend the event January 14th, 2017. Now, Ambit Power Trip, okay? You can find the registration and information about that on AmbitPowerTrip.com. AmbitPowerTrip.com. There's still a few VIP seats available, still VIP seats left. Definitely worth a little bump in the price. But, guys, get registered for the next big event. It's coming. I will be there for sure. Now, tonight, I want to introduce you our very special guest for the evening. Just a few weeks ago, he was on the call, and he gave us content that we can use, that we can review and study to be better at our Ambit Energy business. And I mean, he got into details, guys. That was one of the most content-filled, one of the best training calls ever. He's back again tonight. This gentleman was literally too busy to build this business, but he did it anyway. He did it anyway. And today, he's a national consultant with Ambit Energy, Pure Energy Award winner. Please welcome Michael Obey to the call.
Hey, Bear. How are you?
Glad to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to be on. Sounds like we got quite a few people on the call. I heard some a lot of excitement going on before the call started. But I'm registered for Simulcast, and I'll be in Hartford, Connecticut. That's my introduction.
Good deal. All good, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Bear. Well, good evening, everybody. Happy holidays. I was on a few weeks ago, and I spoke. It was a pretty long call. It actually went probably an hour and 20 minutes. I don't think we'll be that long tonight, probably more about 40 minutes tonight on the call. I hope you have a pen and paper, as Bear said, because a lot of my trainings, I like to give you things that you can get off the training, and right away you can go and use and apply different things that I teach to help build your Ambit business. Bear touched on it, guys. When I first started Ambit, I live in New York City. I've been there my whole life. You know, I'm 39 years old. I have four children. And when I first started Ambit 8 years ago, I was working about 100 to 110 hours a week at the time. I owned multiple different businesses. I owned three Carvel ice cream franchises. I had a pretty big mortgage company with about 30, 40 employees. I had a credit business. I had a construction company. I had about 25 rental properties, about 40 to 50 tenants most of the times. And had a one-year-old child and a two-year-old child that I never had a chance to see. And that was my life. And I was working from 4:30, 5 in the morning till pretty much midnight, 7 days a week. So I really wasn't looking for any opportunity, but my best friend, Nick Patterson, called me up. And guys, here's just a little tip, too, where if you have a person that is working a lot of hours that you think maybe doesn't have time for Ambit Energy, you're not sure how to approach him, you know, use this as a tip. See, my best bud, Nick, if he would have just called me up 8 years ago and said, Mike, I got a great new business for us to look at, I would have been Nick. I would have said, Nick, honestly, I can't even think of a new business right now. I'm just so overwhelmed what I got going on here, and, you know, how am I going to start something new? And I would never even looked at what he had to show me. And Nick probably knew that, but Nick knew that he can count on his best friend. So here's what Nick said to me. So if you have a guy or a girl who's working 80, 100 hours a week or just busy, here's what you could say to the person to get them. And so Nick called me up 8 years ago. He said, Mike, you know, Jen and I, my wife, are considering starting a new business with a company called Ambit Energy. And, you know, before we get started, I just wanted to get your opinion and your advice as my best friend, you know, as a business owner. And I'm actually very good with numbers. I went to school for accounting. And he said, you know, I want somebody just to look at it. And nobody, I can't pick anybody better than you, being my best friend, business owner, accounting number-wise. He said, do me a favor, Mike. He said, watch this quick 20-minute video. And, guys, he gave me an Energy 526 video 8 years ago, and he said, if you could look at this tonight. I said, well, right now I'm at work. I'm kind of busy, but I'll get to it before I go to bed. Guys, I got home that night at 2 o'clock in the morning, tired, exhausted, just worked over 20 hours, but I sat down and I watched that presentation for him, and I sat there with a notepad and pen, a yellow notepad, taking notes, thinking I'm going to give Nick advice. When I seen that presentation, I was blown away. I called Nick back. I said, Nick, you're doing this, and I'm doing this as well. And, guys, I got started right then and there. I just jumped right into it. Now, I looked at Ambit as a way, you know, and I came from ice cream, mortgages, real estate, you know, every construction-related businesses. And when I seen this, I looked at Ambit not as a way for me to bring on another additional business and make more money and more hours. I looked at Ambit as a way to get my life back. Because those businesses just consumed all my time of not seeing my kids and my family. I said I could start Ambit maybe 3, 4, 5 hours a week. I can do it in 5, 10-minute increments in between appointments or driving in the car to and from work or the office. And gradually over time, maybe Ambit's income, which is a lot of its residual and bonuses, can replace some of those other long-term hours of businesses and properties that I had. And, guys, I knew nothing about energy at all. I guarantee you I was one of the most quietest and shyest people in all of Ambit Energy. I never did any sales, never did any presentations, never did a conference call, never did a webinar, never spoke in front of a room, actually petrified to do stuff like that. I was the hardest working guy that I knew. I worked whatever I had to work. I would sleep in the office some nights and just work 2 days in a row. I was very good with numbers and just working hard. So when I got into Ambit Energy, this was all new to me. And, you know, I had great mentors in the business, Brian McClure and Ray Monty. I can't thank those guys enough. They showed me the business. And what I realized right away was, see, my buddy got me to look at a video, okay? When I watched that video, I just connected in my mind saying, I just got to show people this video, right? And that's all I did. From there, I was just so excited. That next day that I joined, I got in my car. I drove to my friend Christian's house. I knocked on his door. Didn't even tell him I was coming. I was just so excited. And I said, Chris, you got to see this. And he says, what? I said, just sit down and watch it. And I showed him the Energy 526 video, and he signed up. And then we drove to a friend of his house, a mutual friend of ours, two of us excited, showed Richie the video. He signed up. And I'm saying, wow, I'm onto something here. All I got to do is show people this video. And that made me, as a quiet, shy person, realize I could really do this. Because I don't have to go out there and give sales presentations. I don't need to go out there and do any type of presentation at all. But I just have to get people to look at a presentation video. Okay, guys? It's so important. There are two different things. There's an invitation and there's a presentation. You are not the presentation. The presentation is the video. The presentation is getting someone to an in-home presentation, to watch a video, getting someone to a live meeting. That is the presentation. We are just the invitation. So I learned how to become very good at one thing. Okay, early on throughout my career in Ambit Energy, you know, there's a lot of people that are great in all different areas and aspects of Ambit Energy, and I pride myself in being good at learning how to invite. I learned all different ways how to talk to people, invite people, learning all different things to say to different types of people, and that's how I just got the presentation in front of a lot of people. Okay, my objective was not how to convince as many people to join, but it's how to convince as many people to take 30 minutes out of their schedule people to sit down with me and look at a video presentation. And that's all you have to figure out in the business. Guys, people say, like, what's the silver bullet thing that you could say? I mean, I'm not going to go over all different different scripts tonight. I covered some last time on the call, but if you go to YouTube and just type in my name, Michael Obey, O-B-A-Y, there's a video up there, how to be a master recruiter. And go to it now, but I would highly recommend watching that video over and over and over again. It's by far the number one watched video in all of Ambit Energy. And watch that video multiple times, and there's a lot of different scripts in there for you to use. How to invite people, real simple invitation, how to invite someone who's older than you, how to invite someone who's younger, more successful, all different ways of inviting her on there. But what I really want to get into tonight, and on the call a couple weeks ago, I spoke about something I never really spoke about before on any call or any presentation stage, with four different personality types. And I had such a huge great positive feedback from it. I know, Bear, you got some great feedback. Brian McClaw told me on a Saturday at a Christmas party that he got amazing feedback on it. So I'm going to go over that again tonight, but I just want to talk about some mindset things first. Guys, there's a reason why, okay? We all know that Ambit Energy is a lot of people in Ambit. We meet people at different events, and I hope you guys are all coming to Simulcast. It's a must-attend event. You got to be there. You got to get around the top successful people in the company and meet those people, meet the owners. It's just an incredible experience. But there's a reason why that some people have higher closing ratios than others. Some people show 10 people a video and go 0 for 10. Some go 1 for 10, some go 1 for 20, some go 2 for 10, 3 for 10, 4 for 10, and then some people, I mean, get even higher results. There's times that I've gone 10 for 10, and, you know, and not all the time, but my numbers have gotten better throughout the years, and a lot of it has to do with my excitement, you know, and people just see my excitement level. And what I can tell you is the person that you were before you joined Ambit can definitely dictate some of your results in Ambit. See, before Ambit Energy, if you were a multimillionaire business owner and everything you touched turned to gold and you joined Ambit Energy and you contacted people, you're going to have a pretty high percentage of people saying yes to join the opportunity. Wouldn't you agree for that? You know, or if you were a top-notch surgeon or a doctor, you know, something very successful, I think you're going to come out of the gate having a higher percentage of people to join. And maybe if you weren't so successful before Ambit Energy, you know, your chances of just, if you just go at it the same exact way, if you were a negative person and with different things in life and failed at different things, and you have that same mentality, then those numbers are probably going to transfer over into Ambit. So the person who you were before Ambit Energy could help or could hurt the success you have. Okay, so now if you weren't that millionaire business owner, if you were somebody else who was just okay or average, or maybe you had some failures in business, that's okay too. I know a lot of people in Ambit Energy that had failures in life with a lot of challenges in the past that are now top income earners in the company. But we could improve a lot of that. So if you weren't that person before who was a rich, success, millionaire person, you need to work on other things, okay? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So there's a reason why some people have a higher closing ratio than others, and it's because it's 85% about you as the person, and it's only 15% about that video presentation. Yes, we have to get people to agree to meet with us and sit down with us and look at a presentation, but if you're just going to show presentations and be very negative, you're probably going to have a low percentage of people joining, because the people might love the presentation video, but they might not like you as a person because you're negative, you're complaining about different things. You want to be a happy, positive, likable person. Okay, you have to sell yourself to people, guys, and it all starts with your mindset. You need to first believe in Ambit Energy, because you can't really believe in yourself in Ambit if you don't believe in the company. Guys, Ambit is a 10-year-old company, very, very successful, $1.5 billion company, you know, over a million customers and growing rapidly. So, you know, and the company is totally proven. People's lives are getting changed every single day because of it. So maybe yours hasn't changed yet, but it can. So you need to believe in the company first. Once you have that belief in the company, then you could start believing more in yourself. okay? You have to have that belief in yourself, because if your prospect senses that you don't believe in the company or believe in yourself, they're never going to join you, okay? So stop believing in the company, stop believing in yourself, and people will see that. You need to have great confidence in everything you do. When you approach somebody, you need to be so confident about it. Guys, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's your approach, your delivery, the way you walk, the way you talk, your mannerism. Everything will increase your numbers, okay? If you have great confidence, great posture, great belief, your numbers will increase. If you have bad posture, if you show up on time, if you show up late for appointments, if you're dressing like a slob, if you're nagging, you're complaining, you're moaning about different things, you're not happy, people might not want to be around you, guys. They might love the presentation, but say, man, that guy, Mike Obey, he's always complaining about everything. Like, I can't deal with that guy. I don't want to be a part of going to business with Mike. He's always complaining about things. Guys, but if you become that happy, positive, likable person, people will want to join you more, okay? Work on communication skills. There's plenty of videos you can look at on the internet on different communication skills, and I'm going to talk some about tonight on different personality types, which I think will really help you. Work on leadership skills, you know, and just the likability, the attitude, the positive is going to help your numbers of recruiting go up. Guys, just think about it. If you had to go out there and pick one person, if you had to pick one person that you could start a business with, what would that person be? Would they be a confident person? Would they be likable? Would they be happy? Would they be smiling? Would they be on time? Of course they would. You're probably not going to pick a person who's negative, complaining, who's late, who's dressed poorly, bad hygiene. You're going to pick the right person. So you need to become that person. If you sit here right now, just close your eyes, right? If you're a man, close your eyes and think of a man. If you're a woman, close your eyes and think of a woman. And picture that perfect person that if you went into business, visualize that person that you would want to become your business partner. What would they look like from head to toe? How would they be walking? Would they walk with their head high, their shoulders back? Or they slouched over? Are they on time? Are they late? How would they dress? How are they talking? Are they confident? Do they have good posture, good communication skills? You need to become that person if you're not that person yet. So work on improving yourself, and you watch how your numbers of recruiting will go through the roof, guys. It really will. So use my video on YouTube, How to Be a Master Recruiter, to learn different things to say to get people open to sitting down with us to look at the presentation. But always work and develop on yourself, and your numbers of recruiting will go up. So what I want to teach you now, and I know a lot of you probably on this call heard me talk about it a few weeks ago, how to recruit based on personality type. And if you haven't heard this yet, I hope you got a pen and paper. And this could something that could really, really help explode your business. And this is something that I've actually been using my whole time in Ambit Energy. I don't know how that I've developed this skill. Even like I told you, I was never a salesperson, but I just learned how to communicate with people based on different personalities and how to relate to people, how to basically talk their language, which made my recruiting easier and boosted my numbers through the roof, which helped me recruit well over 300 people into Ambit Energy. So I'm going to talk about four different personality types. And now you might have heard some trainings based on colors, you know, a person is a red or a blue, a yellow or a green. But I'm going to talk to you in a different way today based on probably easier to remember, based on sea animals. And you could actually turn it into, something really funny and something that could, you'll walk around. Once you go over this training, you'll be at a party or an event, and you'll be like, man, that guy is this, and that guy is that. And you'll see what I mean in a minute. So I hope you brought a pen and paper to this. All right, so the first sea animal that we're going to talk about is a shark, okay? And a shark could be considered a red person. Now, who is a shark? A shark is somebody who is very, very ambitious. They're a go-getter. They're money-motivated. They're very busy people usually. They love competition. They look at the big picture. A lot of times they're business owners. They're risk takers. These are sharks, okay? These are sharks. I would say majority of shark, you know, very, very rarely I think people are just one. You know, I think people have a high percentage of being one and then have a little bit of a second, you know, personality type. Some people have a little bit of all four. But usually they have one more dominant. So the shark is the first one. So ambitious people, go-getters, money-making people, busy people, okay? Those are sharks. Second one are dolphins, or a blue person. Dolphins, they love to have fun. They're the social butterflies. They're the life of the party. They just love people. They love people. They love to party. They love to have a good time. You know, if you walk into a room and see a guy sitting in the corner, you know, that's probably not a dolphin, okay? A dolphin is probably in the center of the room, talking to everybody, running all over the place, as happy as can be, and they just love being happy. They love going to all different events, and I know some dolphins in the company that don't really make that much money, but they're at every single event, you know, and they're more happy. They just like doing something, and, you know, and great people, you know, great people. If they could ever, you know, they're committed to it. If they could ever learn some of the right things to help increase their business, you know, great. But those are dolphins, people who love to have fun. They love to be around people and parties and great atmospheres. Those are the dolphins. Whales, okay? Whale is the third personality. Whales, they just love helping people. Whales will help people any way that they can. Money is not their motivation, okay? They might like money, but money is not what drives these people. These people are constantly doing charity work, donation work. They do things for good cause. They're looking to save the planet. You know, maybe Oprah or somebody who is considered like a whale, looking to help people. And you know, you might see a whale as somebody who might be pumping gas during the week, and on the weekends they're out there feeding the homeless people, doing different things, just great, great people. And I know a lot of people in Ambit Energy, and I could rattle off name after name after name of people in Ambit that are whales that just do a lot of things to help a lot of great people. And, you know, but those are the whales. Those are the whales. And now you got the fourth personality type is actually the sea urchin. The sea urchin is the fourth personality type. Now, the sea urchin are people that are very, 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 very detailed specific. They're very detailed specific. They're very analytical. They want to know every little detail about every single thing. They all mostly about numbers and facts, and they want to know every detail, every single fact. A lot of times, sea urchins are engineers. My dad is an accountant. He's a financial advisor. He is, I would say, 95% sea urchin. He has some touches of some other things, but he is 95% sea urchin. That's my dad. You know, big into research. They're usually very slow deciders. They don't just jump into things right away like a shark. We'll jump into something immediately. Doing no research, just see the big picture and jump into it. Sea urchins, very, very slow deciders. So I mentioned before, dolphins in the middle of a room at an event, the dolphin is the center of the attention. The sea urchin is not. The sea urchin is not the center of attention. So you could probably look around the room sometimes, and you guys are probably saying, man, I know a couple dolphins. I know some whales. You know, it's all making sense what Mike is saying. But those are the people that aren't, you know, the center of attention, the sea urchin. Now, a sea urchin, what I can tell you is they're going to do their research. They're going to do their research, and if they ever decide that Ambit makes sense in their calculated mind, after running all their numbers and facts and details and everything that they do in their mind, and it makes sense to them, watch out, because a sea urchin can just go out there and crush this business, because they're going to be committed for it forever. In their mind, they said mathematically, psychologically, everything made sense to them, and they're going to be committed to it. They're going to be the ones that think about it the most. And I think sea urchins are the most likely people to quit the business. They'll be in it for the longest term. Okay? Now, sharks. All right. Sharks want to know. I'm going to go over all four now and tell you the different ways that we approach people. So you want to try to identify. So if you're meeting somebody, you want to try to say, what is this person? You know, is he a shark? Is he a dolphin? You know, and it could be a little funny to say, man, that guy's a whale. He's a shark. He's a, you know. But if you want to try to do your best job at figuring out what the person is. So a shark wants to know exactly, like, so if I'm sitting down with a shark, the shark wants to know, what is it, energy, what does it cost, $75 plus $25 a month, and how much money can I make? That's what the shark wants to know. He does not care about every little single detail and specific thing that a sea urchin wants to know. Okay, so your shark appointment is going to be the quickest out of all your presentations that you meet with that shark, okay? It's going to be the shortest appointment. I would recommend using a shorter video, okay, for a shark. Sometimes, I mean, I've recruited people without even showing a video, some sharks that I knew just by saying, because they knew I was making money with this. I said, listen, it's energy. We're saving people money. It's $100 to get in. And, you know, this guy here on the cover has made $5 million in Ambit Energy. Boom. All right, I'm in. And it was that simple for me with a person who I knew was like 100% shark. Sharks like to know the big potential. Okay, so when I sit down with a shark, I'm pulling out a magazine and saying, hey, you see this guy here on the cover, you know, Chris Atkinson? This guy's been in Ambit nine years. This guy's made about $10 million in a company. This guy, Ray Monte, he's made about $10 million in a company. This guy, Steve Thompson and Philip Beckett, they're over $25 million. Brian McClaw, about $30 million. And it shows them the big picture. And that's what gets them motivated. They love competition. They love a challenge. And that's what I do with my shark people. What is it? Energy. What does it cost? $75. How can we make money? We got to build a team of people, gather customers, and boom, let's go and do this thing together. And sharks can join up right there on the spot. Don't ever, you know, get a shark to join right then and there. Out of my 300 and something people that signed up with me personally as consultants, I guarantee you that 80% of them joined up on the spot because I relate to the different personalities. And the people who don't sign up on the spot are usually more of the sea urchin people that need to do more detailed, more specifics, more research. My sharks usually sign up on the spot. My whales usually sign up on the spot. And my dolphins usually sign up on the spot. But I'll teach you how to talk to them in a minute, how to talk that language to these different sea animals. Okay? The sharks want to know what is possible. They love challenges. So give them that challenge and get them signed up into the business right there on that spot, guys. Do not let them leave without getting joined up into the business. Okay, dolphins. When you're around a dolphin, try as hard as you can to have a giant big smile on your face. Be happy because they're going to be happy. You got a mirror. It's mirror and matching. If they're smiling, you got to be smiling. If they're, you know, they have an exciting attitude and they're happy and jumping around, you got to jump around a little bit. You know, mirror what they're doing, okay? So you can't be a sea urchin in all quiet and shy trying to go out there and talk the dolphin language. You got to talk that dolphin language back. You got to be happy, smile, talk, jumpy, edgy, whatever. You got to be the same exact way that they are. And with dolphins, talk about, even before the presentation starts, talk about an event. Talk about a fun experience with that dolphin. Say, man, you know, last night we were in with Norbert Hennessy up in Bronxville, New York. We had our 10th annual EC Factory Christmas party up there, and it was amazing and great food and great entertainment and everything. And Brian and Betsy came from Texas. It was just a truly amazing event, and you know, it was just everybody together as a team and just talk about different things to the people. You know, we have this great ambition event, the company event we go to every year in Dallas, Texas, and you know, it's at the American Airlines Center, and we have concerts and all sorts of kickball and softball events and golfing and dancing and casino night and James Bond night, and just talk about fun things to a dolphin and then show them the video. You're going to have that dolphin like super excited before that video even starts because you're talking that dolphin's language, guys. Do you see how this is starting to connect now? If you're talking their language, it's going to work. So you show the dolphin the video. If that video is over, more fun stories. Talk about a five-star trip. If you were on one, great. If you weren't on one, you probably heard of people talk about stories on different five-star trips. Talk about anything that's fun and exciting. Simulcast is coming up. Power Trip is coming up. Talk about different things that are different parties, different events that the company has, and you watch as how that dolphin is going to react to it. They, man, I can go and have all this fun besides making money. This Ambit thing is great, but we can meet so many people and have fun. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a guy join my team a couple years ago, and he joined up. Somebody I recruited right there on the spot, he joined. And that same day, we actually got him to get people to my office to sit down to start showing his first presentation. So before his cousin showed up, I said, well, tell me a little bit about your cousin. He told me, well, he does this for a living and that for a living. See, guys, the more we know about people, the more we can figure out who they are, what they do for a living. Are they happy with life? Are they happy with their job? Are they making money? Do they have any challenges? Do they have any pain? Do they have any things that we could, provide a solution? When I say pain, maybe they have challenges. They maybe can't afford their mortgage payment. Maybe they can't afford their kids' college tuition. You know, we look for a pain and provide people with a solution somehow. But he told me, hey, my cousin just got back from a trip to Las Vegas. You know, he loves having fun. He loves, you know, partying and meeting people and traveling the world. I'm like, great, okay. Now I know this guy is mainly a dolphin. So we show the cousin the presentation, and after the presentation, you know, I pull out my, some of my closing techniques, and, you know, hey, you see why we're so excited about this? Yeah, I see why you're so excited. You know, what did you like best about it? I like this. I like that. Great. You know, and let's get you going. And he was hesitant, and he's like, I'm not sure, and, you know, I want to give it some thought. You know, I want to mull it over, and he wasn't ready to make a decision, but I don't give up, guys. I don't let people walk away, but I knew in the back of my mind, I got my best hand of cards here ready. I haven't even shown my hand yet. So now I've come out with him and say, hey, listen, man, besides making money in this business, I've been doing this a couple of years and everything's going great. It's changed my life with my children. And, but besides that, you know, we just got back from this event, a company event called Ambition. You know, I said to him, you got to see what we do out there. You know, it's in Dallas, Texas. I said, you know the Dallas Mavericks? He says, yeah, the arena where they play, the American Airlines Arena. We have, you know, 15,000 people there in this thing. We have a huge convention and all these people and live music, entertainment. You know, we all go out and celebrate and have dinners together and black tie events and all this stuff. We meet so many people. It's so fun. And he's like, really? He's like, oh, man, it sounds like fun. He's like, all right, sign me up. I'm in. So, guys, it wasn't the presentation that got him. That's what first intrigued him. But once I spoke the language of the dolphin, of how we can do things and have fun as a company, as a community, as a group of people, that's what got him interested, really, and got him to join right there on the spot. Okay? A whale. See, whales, again, these are people that like helping people. Now, we all probably agree on this call tonight that Ambit Energy is a successful company. Ambit Energy has changed the lives of thousands of people. Wouldn't we all agree with that? Okay? So we know that. And another great reason to go to these events, guys, is you get to meet so many people at different events, whether it's Ambition, Simulcast, Power Trip, local events, meetings, whatever it is, Christmas party. You get to meet people, get to know people, because the more people you get to know, the more stories you get to know. And stories are what help get people into the business. I am a huge, huge, huge storyteller. I know every single person and on every magazine cover. I know every person inside of every magazine. Why? Because I go to every single event. I mean, not every, but I've been to every single Ambition, every single simulcast since I've been in the company. And I go to the majority of other local and team events that are out there. But that's why I know so many people. I can pick up the phone right now and call any top 50 person in the company, and they'll gladly get on the phone and talk to me because I've met all these people. So that's one of the reasons why you want to get to these events. The Christmas party last night, I sat there and spoke to probably 50 different people. A lot of them I knew, some of them I didn't know, but getting to meet new people, talk to people, and it works vice versa. People want to know your story, and you want to know their story because, see, your story might not inspire, or might not be a story that is going to get your prospect who is a man that works construction. But there might be somebody else in Ambit who's a man that works construction that was struggling in life and now is having success, okay? You know, if you ever have somebody who's saying, well, I work a lot of hours and works a lot of hours, and, you know, you might want to use my story. As I was working 100 hours a week, had really no life with my children, you know, and now I have all the time in the world for my children because of Ambit Energy. We share stories. So Ambit Energy is changing lives. We know that. So when you're with the whale, you want to, before that video starts, share some stories. Share some inspiring stories of people who maybe were struggling in life, they found Ambit, and now things are going great for them. anything, any kind of story that it's inspiring to that person, maybe something about a charity event, and maybe somebody did something in Ambit, and Ambit Cares, talk about Ambit Cares, the program we have, but share stories with the whale of inspiring stories. Put that video on and share some more stories, and you watch how these whales, it might not be the money that motivates them, and most likely it will not be the money. It'll be the fact that they could join Ambit and help other people have success. They could join Ambit Energy and take their extra profits that they make at Ambit and give to their favorite charity of their choice. Okay, that's what motivates the whale people, and that's what will get them. You could talk about how much money that they're going to make all day. You could show them Brian McClure and Steve Thompson and Philip Beckett and Ray and Chris Atkinson. Those numbers aren't going to get them if you could tell them how much they can make. But if you show them that they can go out there and make money and give it to charities, and they can go out there and help other people and change people's lives, that will get a whale in the business right there on the spot with probably no research. Okay, I'll give you a quick story. I have a buddy of mine. I know a long time. We played a lot of sports together. Now, I got him to meet with me one day to show him a presentation. Now, he does pretty well in life, a decent job, and I showed him the presentation. He's like, yeah, Mike, it all makes sense. You know, I get it. He goes, I see the savings. I see you're saving people money, the free energy. You're making money. And, but, you know, I'm okay what I'm going. And he was turning to be a no. But then I know he has a very big passion for sports. And he runs a football sport program, and they do a lot of things for young children. And so I said to him, I said, why don't we do something where we can get your sports organization involved? And how would it be, right? And rather than having high tuition fees, maybe we can make money with them, but that we could lower the tuition costs for people to join the league. Maybe rather than giving out these, you know, not so great jerseys, we can get better uniforms for the children. Maybe we can get better equipment for the children. Maybe we can get better trophies. Maybe we could have different cash tournaments. Maybe you can bring in other teams and other groups from different cities, different states to come into your tournament, all through the funding that Amber can create. And right away, boom, all right, we're in, let's do it. But do you see that, guys? I started talking their language. I started talking the language of a whale. It wasn't the money for him. It didn't motivate him. But something that was dear to his heart, that's what got him into the business. Okay? That's what got him in. Now, a sea urchin. When you're meeting that sea urchin, okay, be prepared. It's going to be your longest meeting probably out of everybody. Okay? Dolphin is going to be your shortest. The shark is going to be the shortest. Shark wants to know what it is, what it costs, how much, sign me up, let's make some money. That's a shark. Dolphin and whale should be pretty short as well, but the sea urchin, that's going to be your longest meeting. And you probably guys all know what I'm talking about if you sat down with some people who are very detailed and they don't want to know everything. And that's my dad to a T. He's a sea urchin, 90-95% sea urchin. He wants to know every detail, every single specific. So, all right. Now, if you sit there and show a sea urchin a 5-minute corporate video, that's not enough. It really is not enough, guys. They want to know every detail, every single breakdown. And I'm not on here trying to promote my video, but I have a video presentation that I break down a lot of details on there. It's ambitenergypromotion.com. ambitenergypromotion.com. It's a link that it's a YouTube video I have. I have a lot of presentations out there on YouTube as far as trainings and presentations. But if you go to ambitenergypromotion.com, it will link you to my most recent current video presentation. Now, it works well. I mean, I've gone 10 in a row, 10 for 10, using my video. A lot of people have success with my video, but I think definitely on a sea urchin, because I break down, I show examples of the free energy bill. I highlight things. I circle things. I point things out. I show you how you get your investment back. I break things out a lot in detail. Feel free to use it. It doesn't link back to me or anything. You know, I put it out there. You know, we were joking around last night at the Christmas party, but a lot of you guys probably know Tim and Sony Devine, the People's Choice Awards winner, that they had originally seen Ambit Energy from Ed DePluma, found them on Facebook. And Ed DePluma had told them about the business, showed them the business, and they weren't interested. And then Ed got them to see my presentation, and they heard my story. See, Tim is a business owner up in Maine. he heard my story, you know, working a lot of hours, and he's seen, wow, I'm similar to this guy. And then he heard my presentation with the free energy and all that, and that got him into the business. And now Tim Devine is a big EC up in Maine and on his way to national consultant. But he just connected with that presentation. And maybe my presentation isn't for everybody, but I think definitely with business people and maybe sea urchin for the details, it's something to show. Now, if you're meeting a sea urchin in person, I would advise you to come there. Try to have a sample bill. So if you're with somebody in the New York area, Con Edison, if you're in wherever, if you're in Illinois, you know, bring a ComEd bill. If you're in whatever area you're from, try to bring a sample bill of something in that area. But they're going to want to see the bill. They're going to want to see every single detail, guys. If you have a free energy bill, hopefully you have free energy. You could show them your free energy bill or your free energy credit check. That is a huge, huge tool to help get people into your business, actually showing them your free energy, which is great. If you don't have it yet, I highly recommend getting your free energy as soon as possible. If you don't have it yet or don't live in an area, get a copy of somebody else's that you could use and show these people. Bring a pen and a paper, because you're probably going to have to draw out some things on that paper. A sea urchin, I'm usually showing them, okay, I'll draw a circle. Okay, this is you, John. You know, it costs you $75 to join, plus $25 for the website. It's $100 to join the business. And the sea urchin will actually say, well, if you pull it up online, it actually comes to like $101.60 with the taxes. So if I tell a sea urchin it's $100 to join, they're probably going to correct me and say, no, Mike, it's $101.60, where me as a shark, I'm just like, all right, it's $100. Well, it's $101, $102, $99, to me it's $100. They're going to correct you and say, no, it's $101.60 to be exact. That's a sea urchin. If they say that, now you know you got a sea urchin on your hands to work with. So what I'll break out a pen and paper and say, okay, here you are. Draw a circle. This is you. You just invested $101 into the business and 60 cents. You go out there and gather your house and two other customers plus the two free ones you get when you activate your website. You just made $100 back. If you live in Texas, we know it's actually only two customers plus the website. If you go out there and sponsor a person and that guy gets three customers, you made another $100. If you got two more customers, you made another bonus. And I'll actually draw out how they make their money back and how they can make at least their first $500, $1,000. And I'll draw it out with them on a piece of paper to let them see. That's what a sea urchin wants to know. What is my investment? What's my return on my investment? How can they make it back? And how can they, you know, make a bigger return on their money? That's what they want to know. Sea urchins are most likely, and I know I've gotten a bunch to sign up on the spot, but most likely sea urchins will not sign up on the spot. They need to process the information. They need to go home and run numbers and calculate things and figure things out in their mind. But I'm telling you, if a sea urchin comes back and does his research and calculates everything in his mind and comes back and says, you know what, Mike? It all makes sense. I'm in the business. Sign me up. You watch out, because they're going to be dangerous. They're going to be committed to Ambit Energy for life, because in their head they said this mathematically and every way makes sense, and let's go out there and do it. All right. Guys, you want to try to figure out, you know, you're probably saying, okay, I know this guy's a shark. I know this guy's a whale. I know this. I know that. Figure out who the people are when you're going to meet with them. Okay, try to do your best job. Now, most people are usually, they'll probably favor one personality type for the majority. They'll have some of maybe a second one. Some people have a little part of all four. So try to take their strongest personality type, and that's what you want to go on, okay? Focus on the strongest personality type and touch on the second. So if somebody is a shark and a dolphin, you want to be short, simple, quick, to the point. It's energy. We give people free energy. You know, show a short video. It's $100 to join. Boom, we have fun doing it. We have these big events. We have fun. We have music and dancing and everything that we do. And we're going to have fun. When we get money together, let's do it. So that's a person who's more of a shark with a little dolphin side of him. If the person is a shark with a whale, quick to the point. Hey, besides, you know, we're gonna, it's quick to the point. Get them that. But we're going to go out there and change lives. We're going to help people, you know, talk more about stories, other people having success. And that's what's going to get them, guys. If it's a sea urchin, you know, detail, they want to know detail, bring a pen and paper, have a couple examples of free energy bills, a bill that a before and after bill would be great. And that's what you're going to do for different types of people. And believe me, when you can master this, you watch how your numbers of recruiting are going to go through the roof. Guys, if you're matching up their personalities, watch. It's a game changer for you. If you're mixing up their personalities, oh, it could be a disaster. It really can. So, if you're approaching a sea urchin and you're with a shark approach, man, it's like you're talking a totally different language to those people. They're going to look at you like you're insane, like you're crazy. So if you connect and you match up the personality types and you use what I'm teaching, man, it's going to – it's so simple, guys. That's why your numbers – now, I spoke about it earlier, mindset, attitude, you know, confidence, posture, all that's great. When you can mix that with the personality types and you learn this, that's why I'm doing this call again for the second time in a couple of weeks, and I'll eventually do it again and put out videos on it and hopefully speak on stage about it one day and get out there more with it. But you got to hear this over and over and over. And when you get it, you get it. You know, that's why my video on YouTube, How to Be a Master Recruiter, watch that video over and over and over and over. So when you learn the mindset, you learn what to say to the right person based on personality types, based on different scripts. I teach them other video what to say based on people who are older than you, more successful, younger people, what to say to a doctor, what to say to an attorney. But a lot of that stuff you can find on my YouTube. If you go to YouTube and just type in Michael Obey, O-B-A-Y, you'll see some of my videos. Just pull it up. If you click on my name, Michael Obey, National Consultant, it'll bring it to like my YouTube channel, and you'll see all my videos there. If you want to learn how to get customers, highly recommend watching How to Be a Customer Gathering Machine, and I guarantee if you watch that and you apply what I teach, you will have no problem gathering customers from watching that video. Watch as many as you can. Feel free to share them. Feel free to comment. If you guys have any comments for me or like me to talk about something on a future video, you can find me on Facebook. You know, Facebook, just find me, friend request me. Michael Obey, just leave me a comment, shoot me a message on my wall or whatever. I'd be happy to, talk about it on a different call or a different video one day. And that's pretty much it, guys. It's 46 minutes. No, it wasn't as long as the last time. Last time I went about an hour and 20. So 45 minutes. Hopefully we could, I don't even know if the Giants are playing Dallas, New York versus Texas. I know the Giants were losing right before I got on the call, 7-0. So the game should still be on. So I'm going to catch the end of that game. Hope you guys took great notes. And, again, the video is ambitenergypromotion.com. And YouTube, just type in Michael Obey, O-B-A-Y, find my video. And subscribe to the channel because I'm actually going to be – I've been saying it, but I'm going to be putting out a lot of videos shortly. I got a new office. I got a screen, a projector, a whiteboard. I'm going to be putting a lot of videos out shortly. I'm going to be putting videos out on compensation plan, explanation, how to break down the comp plan and show you different things about the comp plan. But it's a lot of people that I've realized over the years a little bit confused on the comp plan. So I'm going to put out a video, you know, explaining the comp plan, and I'm going to do a video on the personality types. But if you subscribe to my channel, you got to go to YouTube. You have to have a YouTube account. Click on subscribe, and you'll actually get all my videos as I release them. And, guys, get registered for Simulcast as soon as possible. I'll be in Hartford, Connecticut. Look forward to seeing everybody there and Power Trip as well. And, Bear, anything else? You want to just open it up? But have a great night, no, everybody, and have a happy holidays.
There you go. Listen, folks, you know, he gave you all the information. Do your own homework. Make it happen for yourselves. We'll see you on the call next week. Here we go.